Welcome to the Wally Show After Castle, the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Everybody back and feeling good. Good weekends, everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, and also, as you can tell, I didn't take the day off.
I know. I'm so happy. We couldn't tell.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. It was honestly a last call.
I know. Seems really like you weren't here for most of the show. But
oh, thank you. No, I aim for it.
Did you not know, though, like going into Sunday, was it still up in the
no,
air?
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't up in the air. But Wally did say, he was like, don't change your mind. Don't be calling or
I know, like when she told me on like Friday, like late Friday or Saturday, like yeah, I'm not gonna, I'll be there.
No, I didn't. I told you right after the show.
It was. Oh, she made her decision in the office.
Yeah, okay, Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. So, but yeah, don't call me this weekend and tell me not.
I decided to change my mind. No,
but we have next weekend or next week off. Yeah, Monday. 3 days. Yeah. So again, heads up if you're a potty. I get so many potties. Like I gotta tell you, man, I just love our potties. Like they get what we're doing, and for some reason they listen. God bless you. Thank you. And they miss us. You know, it's so nice to be missed. Like it's just nice. Like people are like, I can't wait to hear your stories again. I got people around me that are tired of my stories.
Amen.
I know, myself included, you know? And so I'm so happy about doing this. So that said, my wife asked me every weekend, like literally on Friday, we finish, I come home and she's like, so what's everyone doing? And half the time I cannot remember what everyone's doing.
That's rude.
Because it's not, well, it's just not about me. And so, no, I just
selfish?
Sometimes I forget, and sometimes I remember parts, you know, and stuff like that. Gavin, what was your weekend supposed to did you do what you were planning out to do?
We did, which was nothing, because Haley was sick and we were going to do a game night, but again,
didn't happen.
We had to nix that. Talk to you guys though about a bunch of games last week.
I know, Five Alive. I found it at Target, and
Really?
It is a good game for up to six people. Because you
I said eight though.
I know, but have two people sit out.
Yeah, if two people cancel, then I've still got a good game.
You're good to go. Yeah, it's a fun game. It's
I won't
a fun
invite
card
two
game.
Of them.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Shun them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was pretty laid back. And so I had a great weekend, but I didn't get to do some of the things I wanted to do because of the weather.
Did you bike?
I did.
Greg?
Yeah, Greg and I went on probably our last ride.
Did you guys cry?
No.
Tears? Did you
hug
at the end?
No, we didn't. We didn't talk.
Did you sing in the arms of an angel?
We did not make eye contact or anything at the end. We're like, just load the bikes up. Just load them up. It's the last ride.
It's the dust.
It's so like they keep making them Fast and Furious.
It's the end of them.
Like
Fast
Paul
and Furious.
Walker and Van Diesel,
you go off your
or whatever.
Separate ways.
Yeah. It's been a
And so, okay, all right, here's what I did with my weekend. Since we're going to talk about this, it's been a long weekend. A lot of deep dives for me this weekend into new hobbies. Yeah, thank you. Not going to cry. But like, I'm like looking, I'm taking auditions for a new best friend. And Paul, my friend who used to work here that now runs Shower Up, threw his hat in the ring for
did
the weekend.
Did he have a taker?
Yeah.
Did he throw his hat in the
he
ring?
He did.
Or was you, are you
Marty
choosing?
Was there. You were there at lunch. You heard him, right? Marty, my wife and my daughter.
Uh-oh,
you didn't hear
she's
it?
She's nodding no.
Ouch.
No, get over here. Do not be a liar.
Ouch.
You heard him, right?
Killer.
I did hear it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was like, yes, I want to be your best friend.
Did he say, yes, I'll be your best friend after Wally was like crying?
Well, they were trying to figure out what to be best friends about.
Yeah.
That's part of that's the key to the equation is
what
you can't,
activity.
Yeah. You can't necessarily just be like instant best friends.
Yeah, guys
and not
have to have something
stuff.
To do.
You can't just like their personality and be like, yeah, we'll
you
be
can't
friends.
Go that far. That doesn't last that long.
No, here's where I'm sad though. Okay, so before the weekend, Gavin heard me talking to Engineer Phil, who Engineer Phil is like one of the nicest people we have here.
He's the best.
And he's
super funny.
His best friend.
Oh yeah, he can talk to a wall. Like he's the best. And so he rides dirt bikes. And so he was like, dude, I've got an extra dirt bike. Why don't you come ride with me sometime? And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is looking good. Shake the magic eight ball. Are we going to be best friends? Outcome likely, you know? And so
you're just going from mountain biking to a different type of biking.
Yeah, exactly. So I did a full deep dive into buying a dirt bike.
You know what this
weekend.
Is reminding me of?
Yes.
I've heard of this and I've actually seen it in some of my friends. So when they date different guys, they adapt into what their boyfriend likes.
That's me.
Oh my.
Yes. Like,
because you weren't a mountain biker before Greg.
I wasn't. And now apparently after Greg, I'm not anymore. You know, so because I don't want to do it by myself.
You going to self in?
What?
You going to sell?
Oh, yeah. My bike. Yeah, probably. And so I'm like, okay. So yeah, we... Stop it. So this is where guys like Gavin saying you need to bond over something.
Yeah.
And so like I'm all excited this week. I come back to work and Phil's here and I'm like, Phil, hey, Phil, come on in here. And normally Phil's like, hey, guys.
But instead he was like, oh, I go,
yeah, I go, I did a deep dive into dirt bikes this week. And he's like, oh. I'm like, what do you mean? Oh. Like, so now I've become that needy person looking for a best friend. So bad.
You know, the girls that are desperate, they run away. The guys.
That's what I look like. Yeah, I look like you right now. And
ouch.
Too soon.
That's a low blow.
Low blow, sorry.
Rude.
Hurt people. That's my defense. Yes, what you were saying, Gavin.
I was going to say, it was funny, though, because whenever he and Phil had finished their conversation about dirt biking, I kind of like talked to him like, oh, you're going to go dirt biking? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you're a little bit scared. And he's like, oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
well, because I get hurt on a bicycle.
You like, get hurt with pickleball.
Exactly.
With senior citizens.
And we're talking about dirt bikes.
Exactly. Like going 50 miles an hour in the woods, there's a good chance I'm going to break stuff and like on my body. But that's all right. That's what we and Phil do. No.
real quick, Martin, what's your opinion on him and dirt biking?
Phil does not know what he's gotten himself into.
Does this scare you or is it?
I think Phil is fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure about the dirt bike thing. So.
I don't know. And his wife is great too. Like she likes his wife. So we could be best friend families.
Yes. I like Sam too.
Yeah. See, Katie's awesome. And so I don't know. And Paul's not a bad option for me because we see them every Sunday and you love Rhonda.
I love Paul and Rhonda.
It makes me wonder if Phil or Paul would either be disappointed if they got overchosen by the other.
Probably
you know what
not.
I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no. Paul would be sad. Phil would be fine. Phil's going to do fine. He's going to be friends with everything in this office. Yeah. But Paul will be sad.
What do you and Paul have in common?
He wanted to buy a gun, and so I'm a gun owner, and I shoot, and I love to shoot on the range, and so I was like, okay, I'll go with you and help you pick something out. So
it's sad that you had to say that and not giving back to others because Paul is really great. To others.
He helps the homeless and stuff like
and
that.
And you were like, let me think.
Let's come up with something else, Paul. Spitball, what else do you like to do besides good things for people?
Well, interesting.
Is there anything I'm going to enjoy? Yeah. All right, so there's that. One of the things I did this weekend.
It also says a lot about Paul because he likes to help people. Is this another reach out for help? Like he's like helping you.
Oh, I'm
a project. You're just like shower up to him.
You're another homeless man.
I will say that before shower up, we were doing lunch every Sunday after.
Sure. That's true. We've been friends for years.
So it's been a long friendship. Yeah.
You would pick Paul and Rhonda if you were to pick between Paul and Phil.
Yes, because that would be safer, I feel.
Yeah, Paul sounds like the safer option.
Paul's very busy, though. See, that's the other problem. He's got three kids. He's got shower up. And so, like,
Phil has five kids.
Yeah, but Phil doesn't care about them.
Phil does like, a lot of stuff.
No, Phil does stuff with the kids. Like, so Phil and them will go dirt biking together. So we can all load up the trucks and go dirt biking. Paul just takes his kids to help the homeless. I don't want to do that.
This is the exact opposite, though, of retired Greg, who, like, worked really hard and was at that point of his life, and you could just be like any day, hey Greg, let's go do this, hey, let's go vacation,
and he'd
let's
be there
do this.
yeah exactly. So stop it. Okay, so here's the other thing that I want to talk about this from the weekend, the movie A Man Called Otto. Holy moly. Well, it's Tom Hanks like you've never seen him before, for sure.
I already want to see it because
so
the
good.
Plot looks like he plays an old man that's lonely. He's lost his wife, but also some kind of like cat adopts him or something. So not only do we have Tom Hanks, but you have a cat. So
and old people.
And old people. There's three things.
You'll love this. He is so good in it. There's one part that you will watch in the very beginning of this movie. I'm not going to spoil any of the movie, but you will look at this and I guarantee you'll be like, oh, that's Wally. Because he's like super, he's like at this.
Complains a lot?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like that's what he does. And so he's at like a going away party for his work, you know, and like he's retiring or whatever. And they're talking about, he's like, well, you know, congratulations on your retirement. He's like, basically, you forced me out. I took the package. Yes. Because after the merger, and he starts complaining. And my wife looks at me and she goes, because we just had a merger with another ministry. And like he's just complaining. plane, and my wife looks at me and she's like, this is you.
Now, I was told that you said you cried.
Multiple times.
Now, did you or Marty cry more?
She cried heavier and deeper. I would just get a little choked up and wash my eyes away.
Okay. Were you the only ones that were crying? Were there other people in there?
I think Greg got it. Marty, didn't Greg cry? Like, did you see Greg cry?
I feel everybody in the theater cried, and yes, Greg cried multiple times, as well as Wally, with more than just a sprinkle of tears.
He's like, Greg never cries in movies.
Throughout his beard.
He took Greg's sleeve and wiped his tears.
Could you please?
Greg's hand neck. Instead of Marty's. Marty and Molly are over there like, this is awkward.
Are these ladies done?
So is it a sad cry or is it a happy cry?
It's both. Like, there's a whole lot of the movie that is...
Someone die.
I'm not going to tell you.
Cat
Someone
die?
Dies.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
I can't
you
handle
that.
It if the cat dies.
Oh, I watched a TV show on Netflix called Wildcat, and the first thing you're going great, and then a cat dies, and you're like, what just happened?
I'm not watching that.
Okay, it's really sad, but then it gets good. But then it's sad. But anyway, this, I'm telling you.
Sounds
this,
like a roller coaster.
This movie is not like anything that you will expect, and it takes a real heavy subject like suicide and kind of interjects like some humanity and humor, not humor, but I don't want to say too much, but it was really good. Like I loved it. And the female lead in this, the lady who plays like the Hispanic neighbor that comes in that kind of is like not buying into his grumpiness. She is fantastic. And her husband is great. The kids are great. It is so well done.
Well, you're praising this movie up and down. Is it better or worse than Top Gun Maverick?
Oh, better. Like from a like a movie standpoint.
Those are two very different classes of movie.
Yeah, but he cried at both.
Oh, you did.
Here's the thing. I am going to tell you this, okay? And there is an agenda in one small part of the movie that really frustrates me. Mm-hmm. And that's like an LGBTQ agenda thing. But here's what's interesting about this is when it happened, I looked at my wife and went, oh, there it is. You know, because, and she said, she read the book. So she said it was in there in the book. Yeah. But here's the thing about it. Like, it's one of those things. A, it didn't need to be there. They could have gotten around it a different way. But it was like, here's your agenda in it. And it was like so many Christian movies. And it felt so out of place, because it's like with Christian movies, you're starting from the agenda first and then you write the story around it. And this one is a great story up till that, but it's like how Christian movies get to that point where they have to hit you with the gospel and the presentation, and it's really heavy-handed, and it ruins the art of it. Mm-hmm. For me, it ruined a section of the art of it, but for other people, I'm sure they're like, it's inclusive, it's great, you know. But for me, I was like, there's the agenda. It reeked of agenda. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, so if you can get past that, you know, it's a good movie. And again, it's a small portion of it. And
I want to see it. I mean, it looked, when I first saw the trailer, it looked amazing, but I love Tom Hanks.
My wife
too.
Is standing behind me. I know. And does she want to speak or stab me?
I think she wants to speak.
I don't know. Well, what are you saying about the agenda? It had something to do with his wife and her importance.
Right.
So wasn't necessarily, I didn't feel it was like, oh, this is in your face agenda, but it was in there.
They could have gone so many other directions or whatever, and it just fits with the trans agenda right now.
But,
so there you go.
Like, is it, because I the argument being that we should expect those things to be in all of these movies.
Stinks that it is, honestly.
We should expect it and shouldn't be surprised by it.
No, but that's the problem.
But we're not supposed to be okay with that. Like,
right.
That's the whole point of it, is that we should expect it, but we shouldn't stop having the conversation about why it shouldn't be.
The
in
problem is that you're saying we should accept it. We should expect it. Like, we should expect it because, you know, the world doesn't live like we live, and the world is broken, and yes, it's going to do things. But my problem with it is because of that minority that is so vocal, they penalize anybody that has a movie that doesn't have it in there. They literally do that. Well, what's your LGBTQ trans plus blah, blah, blah agenda? You don't have anything. You're not a good movie. And there are plenty of great movies that don't have to tell that story. Now, there are some that do tell that story, and that's fine.
It's almost like you know, those movies where you feel like they want an R rating so bad, so they're just going to throw random words out there.
Violence,
and you're like, that really wasn't needed.
Right.
Well, kind of feels that way.
I watched a video of two people, like, kind of, what was it? They were, like, comparing and contrasting, like Top Gun, mm-hmm. which had no agenda in it, was just a plain outright action movie and did phenomenally.
Right.
And you know what? People wanted to be in a theater for that. People didn't want to be in a theater for Strange World, the Disney movie that took a dive and is not going to make any money back. And that's because that movie had some agenda that was so outright from the beginning.
Right.
Did Avatar?
No.
Climate change or anything?
Well,
but like low, like a real low.
Gun violence.
The whole shtick with Avatar is like colonialism is your big one there. But I feel like that one's.
But that's America.
Yeah, that's
like, that's what we've always done. America.
We've been watching movies for that for 100 years.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. So again, like I know you say we should expect it, but take religion out of it, okay? Mm-hmm. This is my thing. Like, take religion out of it, because you could say, well, you're a Christian, so you're biased against this. That's not my point. My point is not every movie that comes out has to tell that story, has to have that narrative. And it shouldn't be that way. That's the thing, because then you're doing one note and it's all, like, the same thing. And you're doing it because you feel pressured to do it. You shouldn't have to have certain characters and certain things in the movie. It's okay for this movie and this piece of art to stand as it is. And it doesn't have equal representation for everybody in it because it's not that story, you know? And then there's other ones that, you need this representation for whatever it is, you know? And because that's that story and that's okay. And so that's my thing. Take religion, strip religion and faith out of it. It's just not good for art's sake, you know? So anyway, that's that. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well, mine, once again, is a conversation that's going to take a while, so let's just skip it.
Was this the one that we skipped
last week?
We skipped this on Friday.
Okay, here's the deal. Potties are going to be like, oh my gosh.
This is going to be amazing.
When they get to this tomorrow, it's going to be the best thing ever.
But I do think it's a conversation that we need to have.
Okay.
Because I think it is important.
I know, and I do too, and I appreciate you trying to get me out of here because my daughter is here. Hey, Haley!
Hi!
Yeah, so,
actually, I wanted to share my life story.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, that'll be fast. Go ahead.
That's rude. Yeah. I do have a birthday, though.
Okay, go ahead.
This one is Matt to his son, Nate, who's turning 13 today. That's
nice.
A big birthday. Happy birthday, Nate. Said Nate loves playing sports, video games, and is an amazing tuba player.
Oh, sweet.
That's awesome.
The question is, I'm a high school woodworking teacher.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, that's
in an
cool.
area where many schools have gotten rid of wood shop and other skill-based learning.
It's a bummer.
What is a skill-based class you wish they would teach high schoolers?
Welding.
Like, let's, no. Like,
why? I feel like there's because better
you don't,
stuff.
You don't need welders?
You don't use welding every day.
You don't, but when you need everything you have, like everything that's structural is welded. Like, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, look at disagree.
Like, I would like to have a welding class as an adult.
We're not talking about you.
But
we're talking about high school.
I'm talking about trades. Like, I wish they had a high school radio thing at my school. They didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have loved to do the high school radio or TV kind of thing at the station, at the school. I would have killed for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have that at my school.
I think they should do, I have two. Either cooking, just general cooking, like how to boil water, how to make scrambled eggs, like just the general things.
Yeah.
I also think they should still have home ec. I'm saying three now. So they should teach you how to do laundry and that you need to clean out the lint roller.
Okay.
The lint trap thing.
Yeah.
That's
it's a fire
so
hazard,
important.
Yeah.
And
so
sometimes you don't know that.
Doing your husband's laundry. Is one thing.
Wow, no, that is not
what
I'm saying.
You said.
And then number three would be how to do your taxes.
Yeah.
No one teaches you how to do that. They just throw you into the lion's den and they're like, here's what you got to do. If you get it wrong, you go to prison. Best of luck.
Yeah. I still do Haley's taxes because it's
faster.
That's
like the blind leading the blind.
No, 1040, like a 1040 form. It's a little confusing. Even now they've made it harder.
The IRS is going to be like,
yeah, Haley's going to jail. Sorry. Sorry, Boodle.
Yeah, I use Tax Turbo, and I just hope for the best.
Turbo Tax?
Oh, really? You got the knockoff? She's I use that there Tax Turbo
why
thing.
Why correct that?
I got it because their little emblem is a possum, and I thought that was so cute.
What?
They sold me. Don't believe me.
No.
You are so gullible.
No,
I think kids should know how to do taxes. It's too hard.
No, that is a good one.
And
I
laundry.
Agree.
show? Like, how do you lights, yeah. darks? When do you use cold?
Theoretically, these are things your parents are supposed to teach you.
Yeah,
and some things are just easier just to do it, like the taxes. She'll figure it out one day. And so, like, I'll do them again this year. But wow. I don't pay her taxes. She still has to pay her taxes. But
Gavin?
Yeah, you took, like, the really good ones.
Go back to welding.
I'm going to say, grilling. That's something that, like, I was never taught how to do, which I probably could have asked my dad, hey, dad, show me
fire hazard.
How to do this, but I still don't really know how to do it.
It's a good one.
So I would love to be a master griller out of high school.
And what a great class to be in, because you have to practice grilling.
The other day I said, if we're going to look for a new hobby that we could do together, why don't we do like baking, like take a baking thing and make stuff that we like to eat. And like, we'll both like destroy our bodies together.
Oh my gosh, is your wife becoming your new best friend?
She's always been my best friend. Nailed it.
That's what you're supposed to say.
That was a dumb question, because we've been together 34 years.
He's looking for a new best friend. Does
a
that
guy
hurt
best friend will do the crazy stuff.
In life, you need that diversity of people in your life. You can't just have... It's not to say that a wife's not good enough.
Yeah.
But like,
it's different.
That's what I'm hearing.
They're not.
It's different.
No, they are.
You better be careful.
They're not for certain things. Like my wife is not adventurous. She doesn't like to go do scary things. I like to do scary things. And so that doesn't work, because then if I make her do it, then she doesn't have fun. And then that ruins my fun. And so we've learned to just, you do the things you like to do. I do the things I like to do. Now, that being said, there are things I would love to do with her. You know, like, she's talked about pickleball, but she doesn't want to play with other people, and because like she doesn't want to not be good at
build her a pickleball course in the backyard.
So we can do
people.
That she talked about golf, but
golf
is
hard.
I don't even play golf a lot anymore. Gavin and I are going to go out and play golf eventually.
Oh, cute
new best friend.
No.
Aww. What was that? Like, you didn't even wait.
Give
me the right pause.
I 100% know that I'm the wrong person for you, though. Based
it's
on
not you, it's me. It's, I just got broken up with by Gavin.
You just have to think about all of those things that I am, like, not great at when it comes to, like, the typical
man stuff.
Masculine nature.
Right.
You would be so disappointed
day. Yeah, I'd be like your dad.
Yeah. That's a lie. So tough.
On that note,
the son I never wanted.
I feel like I'm ending a lot of Aftercast with "on that note."
I know, that's great. That's how we know it's working.
It gets any worse.
No, see, this is it. This is the thing, man. This is how we do what we do and why I'm the way I am. It's kind of like when my wife goes, "That's not funny." And I'm like leading with it tomorrow because I know it's the right thing. And when you're like, "Okay, on that note," I know we've done good work.
Do you still think it's the right thing when Gavin sobs in his pillow at night?
Yeah.
Yeah. You say that like all the time. Like, I cry a lot. I will say, watched a sad TikTok video on Friday, cried for like 10 minutes.
What was it?
It was like a dog dying.
Oh, no.
But it was a cartoon strip. And he was out in the cold and he was like, my family's going to let me in soon. And they didn't.
Oh.
Sorry to end it like this.
Yeah.
So sad.
On that note.
Well, you can't say anything because you cried with the Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, it's so
We're
good,
all going to cry at that.
Yeah.
Though.
If you don't, you have zero soul, honestly.
Yeah.
And Betty will come back. Not a tear.
I didn't think it was all that
Nothing.
Great.
Thought it was a comedy.
Left halfway through. Comedy.
All right. That's going to do it for your Aftercast.
As always, thanks for being potty.